Well, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. It's Pastor Joshua M. Daniels of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, located at 1300 East 50th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90011. And I'm excited to share the word of the living God with you. Mount Zion is a church where change happens every week. And if you're ever in the Los Angeles area, we invite you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. for a life-changing worship experience. You might come one way, but we promise you won't leave the same way you came. We pray that this message that you're getting ready to hear is going to be a tremendous blessing to your life. It's up from here.
Isaiah chapter 26. I want to commence our reading at verse 3. I'll conclude and climax our reading at verse 4. I'm reading today from the New International Version of the Word of God. It may read slightly different from yours, but if your book says Bible, you're in good company. This is how my Bible reads. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord, is the rock eternal. King Jimmy said he's an everlasting rock. Some translations say he's an eternal rock. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind steadfast stayed on you because they trust in you. Say amen for the reading. If you don't mind, for the time that's all shut together today, I want to tag this text with this thought in our minds. I ain't stressing today. Will you find a neighbor to left to the right? If you don't like him, you shouldn't have sat by him, but it's too late now. And tell him, neighbor, I ain't stressing today. You can be seated. Lift those hands towards heaven and say, Lord, speak. We need to hear. Allow me to start off by saying this viral video TikTok sensation. It's been going on for the last few weeks now. Everywhere I go, I keep hearing these words. Allow me to say that I believe that the reason that this video is so popular is because the truth of the matter is that there is a global pandemic that began before we ever knew the words COVID-19. There's a global pandemic that began long before COVID ever reached the United States. It's invisible because you can't see it. It's intangible because you can't touch it. It's indiscriminate because it doesn't care about your race, your resources, or your relationships. It's called stress. Everybody is stressed about something. Somebody is stressed about the wedding, while someone else is stressed about the divorce. Somebody is stressed about not finding the house. Someone else is stressed because, ushers, you can take your seat. Someone else is stressed because they can't sell their house. Somebody is stressing about taking the test. While the teacher is stressing about having to grade the test. Somebody is stressing because they can't stop losing weight. Then someone else is stressing because they can't stop gaining weight. Why? Because stress is found in all of us. This issue of stress is so serious that an article in the Wall Street Journal says that stress is responsible for taking more lives than smoking, drinking, and not exercising combined. The University of London said that if this emotional epidemic is not properly managed, that it was 6 times more predictive of cancer and heart disease than cigarette smoking, high cholesterol levels, and elevated blood pressure. Stress is defined as the body's reaction to any change that requires an adjustment or a response. The body reacts to changes with physical, mental, and even emotional responses. Stress, friends, is a normal part of life. You can experience stress from your environment, from your body, from your thoughts. and even positive life changes, such as a promotion, the gaining of a mortgage, or the birth of a child, can produce stress. And while stress affects everyone differently, there are many causes of stress that have a negative impact regarding being bullied, including being bullied, working too hard, losing a job, marital or relationship problems, a recent breakup or divorce, death in the family, difficulty in school, family problems, a busy schedule, or a recent move. All of us deal with stress, whether it's your job, a family illness, or money trouble. These are all common triggers, because according to a recent study, about half of all Americans say that they are dealing with at least a moderate level of stress. And I know what you're asking. Why in the world, Pastor Daniels, are you preaching about this on the first Sunday of the year? Because stress that continues without relief can lead to a condition called distress, which is a negative stress reaction. And distress can disturb the body's internal balance or equilibrium, leading to physical symptoms such as headaches, an upset stomach, elevated blood pressure, chest pain, sexual dysfunction, and problems sleeping. Emotional problems can also result from distress. These problems include depression, panic attacks, and other forms of anxiety and worry. And research suggests that stress can also bring on or worsen certain symptoms and diseases. Why are you preaching this today, Pastor Daniels? Because stress is linked to the six leading causes of death: heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, liver failure, and suicide. And according to the CDC, stress also becomes harmful when people engage in the compulsive use of substances or behaviors. See, y'all should have came to shout last night to relieve their stress. These substances or behaviors include food, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, gambling, sex, shopping, and the internet. And rather than relieving the stress, returning the body to a relaxed state, these substances and compulsive behaviors tend to only keep the body stressed out and only causes us more problems. That's why a drunken night is followed by a morning hangover, because the distressed person finds themselves trapped in this vicious cycle. And while stress, that very word, is not used in the Bible specifically, the scripture does speak of things such as anxiety, worry, and trouble, things that we often associate with stress, and it gives us clear answers for how to deal with our stress. And the scripture teaches us that there is only one solution for stress, and that's peace. You see, friends, peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is the assurance of God's presence in them. Peace is not a problem-free life, but the knowledge that even my problems have a purpose, because God is working all things together for my good. Peace does not mean I do not go through. Peace just means I don't go through on my own. And can I tell you why I'm preaching this? I'm preaching this because this year, I don't want you walking around here stressed out and putting yourself in an early grave. Because here's the truth that I came to tell y'all. We all got to meet Jesus one day, but it don't make sense to meet him no sooner than we have to, because we're stressed out. And some of you don't want to admit this, but in 2022, one of your greatest problems was not money, it was not people, it was stress. Because you can have a pocket full of money and still be stressed. You can be surrounded by people and still be stressed. Life can be going great and you still be stressed. But I came to tell you today, friends, that it is not God's will for your life for you to live life stressed out and anxious and burdened down and worried and weighted. God wants to give you peace. Jesus said it this way in John chapter 14, verse 27. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. In other words, Jesus says the world has a peace, but that peace doesn't last. That peace doesn't stick. That peace doesn't endure. In our text, God promises that he will give us, here it is, perfect peace. If we keep our minds stayed on to him. And I know what you're asking. I know what you're asking. I'd heard this scripture my whole life. I'd never studied or preached it before until today. I'd read this scripture my whole life. And I heard perfect peace. And I never really understood what perfect peace means. But I love it. Because when you look at this text in the Hebrew, friends, this verse does not read in the Hebrew that God will keep you in perfect peace. But when you read this text in the Hebrew, it says God will keep you in shalom, shalom, that God will keep you in peace, peace. Okay, y'all don't want to have church. Now, shalom simply means a state of being free or safe from danger. But notice, the text doesn't just say he's going to give you perfect peace. The text says you will keep him in perfect peace. That phrase keep in the Hebrew is just one word. And in the Hebrew, it means to maintain safety from injury, harm, or danger. And it's in the imperfect tense, which means it's a continuous action in the past, the present, and the future. Are you seeing what I'm saying? God says, I know you live in a dangerous world, but I want to keep you safe. And God says that the way I keep you safe is that I give you something on the inside that helps you to make sure that nothing can destroy you from the outside. I'm going to give you peace, peace. And can I tell you some church, when God gives you peace, peace, your testimony will be like that dance on TikTok. I ain't stressing today. And can I tell you why I'm preaching this? Because as we go into this new year, I don't just want you to have the favor of God like I preached about on last Sunday, but I want you to live in the peace of God all year long. I'm preaching this today because in 2023, I want your life to be a no stress zone. And I didn't come here today to be some false prophet and act like all of your problems magically disappeared when the clock struck midnight last night. I want you to know, if you didn't have the money to pay your rent or mortgage last night, I highly doubt it magically appeared this morning. Y'all don't want to have no church. But what I did come to tell you, this year, you might have the same problems, but that doesn't mean you have to have the same perspective. I'm preaching.com. You just ain't happy yet. I said, just because your problems don't change don't mean your perception can't. And this year, I don't want you to spend one day stressed out. This year, I don't want you to spend one day mad and angry. This year, I don't want you to spend one day wrapped up in frustration and anxiety. But every day this year, you ought to wake up with the motto that I ain't stressing today, because I'm going to live in the peace of God. So when people bring you bad news, you ought to tell them, I ain't stressing today. When people try to pull you into negativity, you ought to tell them, I ain't stressing today. When things don't go your way, you ought to say, I ain't stressing today. When plans fall through, you ought to say, I ain't stressing today. Not because I don't have problems, but because I have something that enables me to go through every problem. And it's that I know I'm safe because I got this thing called peace. That's all I came to tell somebody today, is that the peace you need can only come from God. Amen. And I know why that doesn't sit hard with you, because I know that the world has told us and taught us that peace can be bought. Peace can be found in stuff and success. But the truth of the matter is, there's somebody in this room today that knows that you bought everything you wanted to buy and accomplished everything you wanted to and still didn't have peace. But here's my thesis for this little message this morning. If you can keep your focus on God and your faith in God, then you can live in the peace of God. Did you hear what I just said? That's my whole sermon in a sentence. If you can keep this year in 2023, if you can keep your focus on God and keep your faith in God, then you will live in the peace of God. So here's the take-home truth, and I'm almost done today. Here's your take-home truth. I hope you write this down. You will stress less when you trust God more. That's the sermon today. You'll stress less if you trust God more. And you can say, I ain't stressing today, every day, when you trust God more today than you did on yesterday. That's really my whole sermon. But I read a text, and I know y'all ain't going to just let me go home until I unpack it. So here's the question. So how do I get this peace? How, Pastor Daniels, can I get this peace that God is talking about? How do I make sure that in 2023, my testimony every day is I ain't stressing today? Anybody interested? Here's how you get it. Three things, and I'm in my seat today. Here the first one. You get it, first of all, by not letting anything steal your focus. Can you say that with me? Say, this year, I won't let anything steal my focus. Come on, you didn't say that like you believe it. I need you to say that in the Holy Ghost. Come on, say, this year, I won't let anything steal my focus. All right, let me try to unpack and preach this thing as best I can. There's an F that I think we leave out in church that's very important. Because in church, we often talk about faith and favor, but we talk little about focus. But focus is fundamental for your future. Because whatever has your focus shapes your feelings, your actions, your decisions. And ultimately, whatever has your focus is framing your future. That's why some of you don't realize that the life you're living is exactly the life that you focused on. Everything that's happening in your life right now is the consequence of what you've been focused on. And this is the year when you need to ask God not just to give you more faith and more favor, but to give you more focus. But it's not just about having focus, but it's about fixing your focus on the right things. And I've come to tell you this morning that if you're going to have peace, then you've got to fix your focus on the Father. Can I show it to you in the text? The text says, you will keep him in perfect peace. Here it is. Whose mind is stayed on you. I like that. Because when you unpack that text right there in the Hebrew, that word mind there literally means the intellect and the will. And this word here about staying on him, it literally suggests that it is the common muse. It is the continual muse in the life of the believer. In other words, Isaiah is saying that the people who have peace are the people who keep their mind focused on God. It's the people who say, no matter what comes my way, I will not lose my focus. But you know why most of us don't have any peace? You want to know why? Because most of us are focused on everything but God. I know you don't even want to admit this, but sometimes you sit in church and you ain't even focused on God. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Some of y'all have been sitting in church today and you've been focused on it. That's why I don't even understand why some of y'all come here if you ain't gonna actually have church, you know. But the truth of the matter is, some of you have been sitting in church today and you've been thinking about who you don't like and what you don't like and what you gotta do tomorrow and what you gonna eat today. Y'all don't wanna talk to me. And the bills and the problems and the circumstances. You in God's house, in God's presence, sitting on God's pew, breathing God's air, but God ain't your focus. And if you can't keep your focus on God in church, I know you lose it on Tuesday. Y'all ain't trying to help me preach it here.
I know you lose it when things start going crazy and when things start going haywire and when trouble comes. But God told me to tell you that peace only comes from maintaining your focus on God. And this is the year you ought to make up in your mind that I'm making a commitment that I'm not going to let anything steal my focus from God, because it's in Him that I live. It's in Him that I move. And it's in Him that I have my being. And I'm looking for somebody in this church today who can testify that the reason I've been so stressed is because I've been looking at the wrong thing. But I'm going to make up in my mind this morning that I'm going to look to the hills, from which cometh my help, because I'm smart enough to realize that all of my help.
All right. All right. Here's the problem. Most of us are stressed because we focus on the situation. And this morning, that's what some of you are. You're focused on your situation. But can I give you the shout? When I focus on my situation, it causes me stress. But when I focus on my God, it only makes me shout. Because ain't no way you can think about God and not get happy. I'm really trying to contain myself today because I got to preach again tomorrow. But the problem is, every time I get to talking about God, I just get happy. And I can't control it sometimes, because ain't no way you can start thinking about God and not get happy. Why? Because whenever you think about God, you can only think about one of three things. Either you're going to think about, number one, who He is. And every time I think about who He is, it makes me happy. Who is He? He's the Alpha and Omega. Who is He? He's the beginning and the end. Who is He? He's the way out of no way. Who is He? He's God, the one who created the heavens and the earth. He's God, the one that hung the stars in their silver sockets, so much that astrologers got happy and said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, oh, how I wonder what you are." He's God. God, the one who hung the sun as the golden medallion of the sky, put the sun on the day shift, put the moon on the night shift, and neither one of them missed a day of work since. He's God, the one that gave the spots to the leopard, the stripes to the zebra, the height to the giraffe, the sense of humor to the hyena, put the moo in the cow, gave the bark to the dog, put liquidity in water and viscosity in oil. You do know God, the one who woke me up this morning. Charlie, when I talk about who He is, and this year you ought to start thinking about who He is. When the bills do, you need to think about He is provider. When the doctor tells you it's cancer, think He's a healer. When people are getting on your nerves, think He's a mind regulator. And I'm looking for somebody that can say, all year long, you ain't gonna take my focus off who He is, because you can't make me doubt Him, because I know too much. I gotta quit. I'm getting too happy. All right. That ain't all. See, the reason you gotta keep your mind on Him is because when you think about Him, not only do you think about who He is, but it make you think about what He's done. See, I learned something, Carl. Folk that don't shout in church, it ain't because God ain't good. It's because they got amnesia. Because when you got a good memory and you think about what He done, you'll start shouting in your living room, y'all. You'll have to pull over on the side of the 105, because you'll just start crying and start shouting. See, y'all don't know. See, when y'all see me on Sunday mornings, y'all be thinking that I just be shouting because y'all here. See, you don't understand. I do this everywhere I go. Every single day of the week, somebody at the gym asks me, are you okay? Because I be on the elliptical, tears just streaming down my face. Be in the sauna with my hands just lifted, because every time I think about what He's done, when I think about the times He forgave me. I can't even get to the times He healed me and paid my bill. I'm just stuck on the fact He forgave me.
and forgave me. And every time I think about his grace, every time I think about his mercy, every time I think about his faithfulness, every time I think about his favor, I ain't stressing today. Why should I stress? Because the last time I was in a storm, he brought me out. The last time I was sick, he healed my body. The last time I was broke, he paid my bills. The last time I was down, he lifted me. I ain't stressing today. I serve God. I serve the God of the galaxy. And when I think about what he's done for me, you can't make me stressed out. I know what he can do. That's why this year you better tell folk I'm focused on God. This year I can't let you take my focus. I can't be stressed. I gotta keep my focus on God. Ain't that Peter's testimony? Wasn't that Peter's testimony? When he was out there walking on the water, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was all right. But when they start looking at what was around him, instead of the God who called him, y'all ain't letting me preach in here. I said he stopped looking not at the stuff around him, but he stopped looking at the God who called him on the water, because he forgot that if God called me to it, he gonna keep me in it. And God wouldn't have called me to the water if he wasn't gonna be with me on the water. And all I'm trying to tell somebody is that if you don't want to sink in 2023, you better keep your mind on Jesus. You better keep your mind on the master, because you will sink in stress. You will sink in distress. You will sink in depression. You will sink in alcoholism. You better keep your mind on him. All right. All right. Number two. All right. I promised my wife I wasn't going to preach too hard, but it's starting to look like I'm about to break my promise. Hit number two. You get this peace. You get it by not letting anything steal your focus. But hit a second one. You get it by not letting anything shake your faith. Can you say with me, say this year, I won't let anything shake my faith. Come on, you ain't saying it like you believe it. Come on, declare it in the atmosphere. Say this year, I won't let anything shake my faith. All right, I'm moving. Because I only got a couple more hours I can eat, so let me get out of here. Reverend Carter, I've discovered something, Chris. You look nice in your suit. I discovered something. There's a difference between strong faith and long faith. See, Faith, some people have real strong faith at the start. Y'all don't want to have no church here. See today, Robert Pryor, this gonna be easy preaching. It's easy on the first day of the year to talk about great expectations. None of y'all broke your resolutions yet. Today, everybody got faith. It's my year. It's my season. It's my time. But you know, it get real quiet in here around April. No, I'm sorry, because April you start shouting about your tax money. I mean, you know, around June, March, I'm sorry. Y'all making me work too hard at this place. Y'all know I ain't getting much sleep. I don't know why y'all making me work this hard. Hit it. Because some of us have extremely strong faith at the beginning of a thing. When we first hear about the problem, when we first hear about the diagnosis, when we first hear about the issue, when we first start having the marital problems, when we first start having the rockiness on the job, when we start going through at the beginning, it's very easy for us to have strong faith. But see, here's the difference. Strong faith believes God can. I hope you're taking notes, because this is real good. Strong faith believes God can, right? But long faith believes God until he does. No matter how long it takes.
Some of us today, we got strong faith, but we need some long faith. Because see, long faith is that kind of faith that got that Beyonce spirit. You won't break my soul. See, strong, y'all don't want to have no church. Long
faith is that kind of faith that says no matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, that nothing can shake my faith. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water and I won't be moved. I don't know about anybody else, but this year, you know what I'm labeled this year? This year in my life, here's what I've been telling all my friends. Obedience is my only option. Now, I don't have any other option but to do what God says. I don't have any other option but to trust him. I don't have any other option but to believe him. I don't have any other option but to believe that he is who he says he is, and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And I'm looking for somebody in this church today who can say, Reverend, in 2023 I'm going to have some long faith. Ain't nothing going to break my faith. Well, nothing will shake my faith. I'm going to trust God until.
Can I show it to you in the text? Can I show it to you? You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Here it is. Because he trusts in you. Do you see this, Bob? Don't miss it. That word trust there in the text means to completely lean and rely. It's not talking about some surface level of trust. Just some, I believe God. No. It's a belief and a confidence in God that says, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm putting all my chips in on one bet. And my one bet is God. Now, here's my problem with church folk. Y'all done bet a whole lot of stuff down in Las Vegas. Some of y'all can't even wait to get to Vegas. You got to go to Inglewood so you can scratch your itch. Y'all don't want to talk to me. And you place a whole... Y'all don't want to have no church. And we place a whole lot of bets on the wrong stuff. But God told me to tell you this year, place your bet on me. Throw it all behind it. Give me all of you. Give me all of your mind. Give me all of your soul. Give me all of your spirit. Give me all of your energy. Give me all of your resource. Give me all of your time. Depend on me.
Watch the text. Watch the text. It says you keep him. Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Do you see that? The peace of God only comes because you completely rely on him. Do you see that? Which means peace, people who have peace, it's not because they have all the answers. It's because they trust in the one who does. I came to tell somebody today, you will never have peace without faith. I don't care how many therapists you go see. I don't care how many books you read. I don't care how many Dr. Phil and Oprah interviews you watch. Iyana can't fix your life. I don't care what you do. You won't find peace without God. You can find money without God, but you can't find peace without it. You can find success without God, but you can't find peace without it. You can find a man or a woman without God, but you can't find peace without it. You can find a house or a car without God, but you'll never find peace without it. Can I tell you what makes me happy? Here's what makes me happy. Dr. Tisa, this is what faith is. Faith is what God says. Give me your problems, and I'll give you my peace. I'm preaching. I don't know what they waiting on. I said faith is where God says, give me your problems, and I'll give you my peace. And come here, Jesus. Help me preach my little sermon. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. Take your yoke, hallelujah. Take it off you. Give it to me. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my yoke. Because my yoke is easy. And my burdens are light. And that's all God is telling somebody today. God is telling somebody that if you can say that you trusted me with your soul, then you need to trust me with your situation. If you say that you trust me to get to heaven, then you need to trust me with every problem on earth. If you say you trust me enough that I could send my son to a hill to die and to get back up, then you ought to trust and believe that no matter what dies in your life, I've got the power to resurrect.
I don't know who I'm preaching to. God told me to tell you to trust him. Can I tell you why you ought to trust him? Because you can't handle any of it anyway. Most of us are stressed out and losing sleep behind stuff we cannot change and we cannot handle on our own. But can I tell you something? You sleep better when you trust God.
You smile more when you trust God. You stress less when you trust God. You shout better when you trust God. You can survive when you trust God. And this is the year you ought not let anything shake your faith. You want to know why it can't shake my faith? I'm going to tell you why. Can't nothing shake my faith. Nothing can shake my faith because it ain't the source of my faith. Because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. For on Christ, the solid rock I stand on. The ground is just sinking sand. Wasn't that the testimony of those three Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, Meshach, and as my daddy used to call him, a bad Negro. Y'all don't want to have no church. Wasn't that their testimony? The king said, if you don't dance to my music, you gonna burn in the fiery furnace. They said, hey king, we can't dance. He said, well, I'm gonna tell you something, buddy. If you don't dance, if you don't bow, then I'm going to light it up 7 times hotter. And I'm going to throw you into the fire. But I like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had that ain't nothing going to shake my faith type business. Because they looked at that kid and said, hey bud, we ain't going to dance. Because the God we serve, he's able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But here, that was strong faith. But let me show you the long faith. But even if he doesn't, we still ain't gonna bow. Can I tell you what I like about that? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were saying, you might burn my flesh, but you can't break my faith. And I'm looking for some folk in this church today who got that even if he don't do it kind of faith, that can say all year long, ain't nothing gonna steal my faith, because even if he don't do it for me, I still believe he's able.
I gotta go. I'm signing off here. I gotta go. I told myself I was going to stop that hooping stuff in 2023. But I feel like I'm about to break my resolution on the first day. Here it is. And I'm done. You get that kind of peace by saying, I won't let anything steal my focus. You get that kind of peace this year. I don't care what you go through this year. Keep your focus on God. I'm telling you, child of God, life gets hard. I ain't here today to play with you. I ain't here today to tell you some kind of lies and tell you that life is this bed of roses. Life gets hard. And sometimes it's hard to keep your eyes on Jesus that you can't see when all you see is the problems that you do see. God told me to tell somebody this year, don't let nothing steal your focus. Stay in your word. Stay in prayer. Stay in a posture of consecration. Don't let nothing stick. It ain't worth it. Then don't let nothing shake your faith. You can hold on to your peace this year when you say, no matter what comes my way, I'm going to trust God. Yes. That my trust, as my daughter would say, my trust is on fleek. And I'm going to trust God on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to trust him through January through December. At all 365, you're going to find me in trust. Because nothing's going to shake my faith. I don't care what they say. But let me give you the last one. You keep this kind of faith. You're able to get this kind of peace. Lastly, by knowing that God is sovereign and faithful. Can you say that with me? Say, he's sovereign.
And he's faithful. Say, and I know it. Can you repeat after me? Say, this year, I'm going to live like I know God is sovereign and faithful. I'm cutting across the field. But my favorite hymn is that hymn, "The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow." I love that hymn. And my favorite line in that hymn, Papa Arnold, is just those little simple words. Just six little simple words. There's a sweet relief in knowing. That's it for me. I don't need the rest of the song. There's a sweet relief in knowing. Church, when you know God for yourself, I ain't talking about when you talking about the God you heard mama and them talk about. I ain't talking about when you're telling the stories you heard Reverend talk about. I ain't talking about when you're talking about the stuff you... I'm talking about when you know him for yourself. G.V. Clark used to say, when you know that you know that you know. When you know what you know, it'll make you go through life and say, I ain't stressing today. See, sometimes when we're going through, I think sometimes the way we stress is really a sign that we don't know him like we say we know him. But when you know him for yourself, you'll say, you know what? He's too sovereign and he's too faithful for me to stop trusting him. He's too sovereign and he's too faithful for me to be stressed out. Can I show it to you in the text? Can I show it to you in the text? Verse 3 tells us what we need to do. But verse 4 tells us why we ought to do it. I'm in the Bible. Verse 3 says we need to keep our mind on him and that we need to make sure that we trust in him. But verse 4 tells us why we ought to trust in it. You ready for it? He says it, and it makes me shout. He says, trust in him. Here's why. He says, because the Lord. You saw that, right? He says Lord twice. The reason that he says Lord twice in that text, oh, it makes me shout. The reason that he says Lord in that text twice is because this is a reference to the Hebrew word Jehovah. It's really this reference to Jehovah. But what you got to understand is that the Jehovah name of God in the Hebrew is not the name Jehovah. That's the English transliteration, because there's no J in the Hebrew alphabet. The word Jehovah in the Hebrew is actually the word Yehovah. And Yehovah is actually made up of three different Hebrew words. The Y-E means was. The H-O-V means is. The A-H means to come. When he says the Lord, when he says Jehovah, what he's saying is God is, God was, and God will forever be. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but one of the reasons you can trust him is because the same God of the past. But it gets gooder. I think Isaiah knew that some folk was going to skip their Hebrew class in seminary. So he knew they wouldn't get the little indication in the Septuagint of the Lord, Lord. So that his hearers wouldn't miss it. Listen at his last description of God. I'm trying to do this without closing in here. Look at the last description, Tony. He says, the Lord, Micah, is an everlasting rock. The reason you ain't shouting is because you ain't a Hebrew. But the Jewish people who heard this verse, they knew exactly what he was saying. Because he brings together these two words that really speak of the same thing in different ways. He says, trust in the Lord forever. Why? Because notice, both of them speak to why God is worthy of trust. The word everlasting speaks to his duration. It speaks to the fact he don't have a beginning and he ain't got no end. It speaks to the fact that God is going to always be God. God doesn't have a predecessor. God don't have a successor. God is going to always be God. But then he moves from the term everlasting and it goes to this term rock. Everlasting speaks to his duration. Rock speaks to his dependability. See, in that culture, rocks meant something. See, in our world today, we just throw rocks to the side. We just throw rocks into ponds of water, throw rocks into fountains. You know, they don't mean nothing to us. But you've got to remember when Jesus was starting the church, you remember what he told Peter. He says, "You are Peter, and upon this," okay, "I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." You remember Moses. Moses was hewn out of the cleft of a rock. The reason for the rock is because in that culture, they understood a rock to mean dependability. They understood a rock to mean something that ain't going nowhere. That you might shake on the rock, but the rock won't ever shake on you. That a rock is dependable. That a rock is steadfast. That a rock will always be there so that you can lean on the rock. And when you put these two words together, when he says that God is the everlasting rock, all he's trying to say is that God will always be dependable. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I came to tell you the reason that you ought to put your trust in God is because he's always going to be dependable. Because things change, seasons change, people change, but I can have peace because I know a God who doesn't change. Because God is the same yesterday, today.
All right, I gotta go. But earlier this year, earlier last year, I went to a conference called the IC3 Conference in Houston, Texas. And when I went to the IC3 Conference, there's this period every day where they have this section called Story Time, where there are different men and women of God who come and tell their story. And on the last day of the conference, there was a couple that was supposed to tell their story. Pastor Michael and his wife, Pastor Lakeisha Warren, they were supposed to tell a joint story as a couple. But for some reason or another, his wife lost her voice. Because she lost her voice, he was not able to give the presentation that they had planned on giving. So he decided he was going to actually just tell his testimony. During the time, Dr. Warren talked about how all throughout his life, at the time he's 52 on last year, how all throughout his life he had been dealing with these severe sicknesses, that he would have these bouts where he would be in the hospital for weeks and months at a time, and he kept getting sick. He would always have these sicknesses. He was battling pneumonia over and over again and things of that nature. He kept going through so many different sicknesses. He says by the time he was in his 30s that a doctor diagnosed him with something. Told him that this was the name of the disease that he had to explain why he kept getting sick. He said, but when he was 50 years old, he said he got a phone call from his doctor saying that the leading doctor as it relates to immunodeficiency diseases, that immune diseases, that the leading doctor in the country wanted to talk to him. He said that he called the doctor and the doctor told him, "Sir, I need you to come in." He said, because of his history with doctors, he ain't want to go in. He said, so every time the man kept telling him to come in, he just wouldn't come. He said, finally, his wife said, "You need to go." He said that when he finally gets there, that the doctor tells him, "I know that you were diagnosed with something in your 30s, but I figured out what you really have." He said, "What you really have is severe combined immunodeficiency, SIDS." Some of you might not understand that term, but you may remember the movie, The Bubble Boy. The Bubble Boy, the reason he lived in a bubble is because he had severe combined immunodeficiency. This disease results in the lack of an ability to produce an immune system. See, when you have SIDS, what happens is that you can't produce T cells because you don't have working B cells because there are no T cells for the B cells to work with. And so virtually you have no immune system. The doctor tells him at 50 years old that your whole life you've had this SIDS disease. He said, "And the reason I asked you to come is because we want to check your blood. Because there's no reason you should be alive. Because you've lived for 50 years without being in a bubble and you ain't had an immune system. I forgot to tell you, he pastors in New York."
You've been living amongst all these people, getting on subways, getting on airplanes. Y'all ain't talking to me. Going through all of this stuff, and you ain't have no immune system. They said, so what we need to do is we need to check your blood. And Pastor Warren said that when they said we need to check your blood, his wife looked at the doctor and said, his blood ain't the blood you need to check. I might as well have some church. You ought to check Jesus' blood. And that's all I'm telling you. In 2023, you better stick with the blood. Because I want you to know that the blood will never lose its power. Is there anybody in this house that can say, I'm a trust in God because I know he'll never fail? Is there anybody in this house that can say, all year long, I'm trusting in Jesus. All year long, I'm depending on Jesus. I ain't stressing the day or tomorrow or the day after that because I know who holds the future. Is there anybody in here that know my Jesus? Is there anybody in here that knows my Lord? Is there anybody in here that can say all year long I'm going to trust in the Lord? Well, if you're going to trust him, you ought to get out your seat. If you're going to trust him, you ought to get on your feet. If you're going to trust him, you ought to bless his name. Like all year long, I'm walking in peace. I'm living in peace. I'm driving in peace. I'm working in peace. Because I got a feeling that the peace of God is going to take care of me. So here's the last thing I'll say. When peace like a river attends my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Is there anybody in here that got a it is well with your soul? Do me a favor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Y'all ain't preaching to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I got three words for 2023. You ain't preaching to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I got three words for 2023. It is well. It is well. It is well. Help me get the word out. Look at somebody, tell them it is well. Sickness in your body, it is well. Trouble on your job, it is well. Problems in your money, it is well. Problems in your family, it is well. Problems in your church, it is well. Is there anybody here that know it's well? Well, if it's well, give them a praise. If it's well, give them a shout. Don't wait till the battle's over. Praise him right now. Holler right now. Shout right now. Dance right now. When I count to three, if you ain't stressing today, you ought to shout today. I said, if you ain't stressing today, you ought to dance today. You ought to shout today. You ought to praise today. Like all year long, it is well. When I count to three, give them a it is well shout. Give them a it is well praise. One, two, three, praise. Praise it. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. stress in the day. Say it's already done. Say it's already done. Say it's already done. Say it's already done. Because God's gonna do it. I say God's gonna do it. I say God's gonna do it. I say God's gonna do it. Already done. Already done. Already done. Already done. Already done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, we did this last night. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Come on. Not much longer. Things. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift. Things are about to shift quickly. Things are about to shift quickly. Everybody standing, I'm done. Everybody standing, lift those hands. Come on, lift those hands all over the church. Hallelujah. Come on, while those hands are lifted, just tell God, God, I'm giving you my stress today. The stuff I was stressed out about in 2022, I ain't gonna be stressed out about that in 2023. Come on, lift those hands and give it to him today. Come on, I don't know what's stressing you out. I don't need to pray for you. You need to pray for yourself. You know what's stressing you out. Come on, all up there in the balcony, wherever you are, come on, lift those hands. Come on, lift those hands. And we bless your name, our Father. You are holy. We give you, and we bless your name. Our Father, you, we give, and we bless your name. Our Father, you are, we give you glory, yeah. And we bless our Father, you, we give you glory, and we bless our Father, you, we give you glory. Lift those hands. So, Father, this year, we want to give you our problems so that you'll give us your peace. God, this year we acknowledge that there were seasons in 2022 we were stressed out. The truth of the matter is, it started before 2022. We had stress in 21, we had stress in 20, 18, 16, 14, 97, 85.
Lord, we've been stressed a long time. But God, this year, we declare we ain't stressing this year. This is our year to embrace the peace of God. Lord, we've embraced the plan of God. We've embraced the power of God. We've learned how to praise God. We've done all of that, but God, we got to live with your peace. Lord, this year we don't want to be worried and weighed down in anxiety. The job won't take us out this year, and the bills and the stress and the sickness and taking care of the aging parents and taking care, Lord God, of these kids and all of the things that we have. Lord, we know that you won't put more on us than we can bear. So God, help us to remember we're not bearing it on our own. So this year, help us to keep our focus on you. This year, help us to not lose focus no matter what. That no circumstance, no situation can hinder our focus from you. But God, this year, we want to stay committed to you. God, help us to hold on to our faith this year. Lord, we know that Satan wants to sift us as wheat. We know that the devil wants to destroy us. Lord God, our prayer today is that you're going to be the God who's going to hold us together. So today we trust in you because you're our everlasting rock. You are our eternal strength. You are always dependable. So we're going to always depend on you. We're going to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And lean not to our all understandings, but in all of our ways this year, we're going to acknowledge you, and we're going to believe you to direct our paths, order our steps and our stops. So favor our footsteps this year that even the devil in hell has to call us blessed, that we're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we come, and blessed when we go. But if you don't give us any more blessings, we still going to live in peace. This is the year where we know peace is not about what we have. It's about who has us. So because we're in your arms and because we're in your care, we won't worry or we won't stress. But this year we're looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that all of our help is coming directly from you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask God. If you believe that, you ought to say amen. Now if you ain't stressing this year, clap them hands and give God glory. I said, clap them hands and give God some glory in here. Listen, you can be seated. Somebody today might need to join this church. Somebody today might need to get saved. It's the first day of the year. What better way to start your year than by giving God your life or by joining the church you know you need? I see somebody coming. Why y'all ain't clapping? We give you glory and we bless. Listen. Well, listen, we're out of time, but not out of truth. We pray something was said today that is going to change the trajectory of your life forever. If you have never met Jesus Christ before, now is a great time for you to get to know him. Repeat after me. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner, but I believe that you died. Come into my heart. Make me new. I want to live for you. My brother, my sister, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want you to know that you've been saved. And him who the Son sets free is free indeed. Listen, if you want to learn more about our ministry or you want to give to support our ministry and help us to continue to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with the world, then go to our website, www.mountmtzionla.org. That's www.mountmtzionla.org. We're so grateful to God that you have tuned in, and we hope that your life will forever be blessed. It's up from here.